Sister Spade here, don't touch that dial. So as we've said in countless number of programs and times that you've seen Sister Spade here, that the test for joining the cause or the call of Imam Hussein and the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is a test of a different nature and type for everyone, depending on what our test is. One of those tests is the test of courage versus fear. So naturally, to answer the call of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, or the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, sacrifices have to be made. And these sacrifices for every human being will be different according to what stage of the journey that we're on, whether we're a slave or a businessman or a free man. And then within these three categories of people, there are more layers. So for one person, the sacrifice may be ego. For another person, it might be money. So they're different for everybody, but whatever the sacrifice it might be for us, it still requires courage. So what is the test or the enemy or the ploy of Shaitan against courage? It's fear. We could all see during the time of Corona, for example, there were different approaches to dealing with the situation. Some people had the courage to rise above the situation, although a majority were fearful. This fear, of course, was produced by a political agenda, but that's another matter. But the people who rise against the fear-mongering are the people who have the wisdom, the understanding, and most important, the knowledge to distinguish fear from reality. When we think about joining the army of Imam Hussein, now we know that it takes courage, but if we don't live with courage, how are we going to have the courage to die? How can we be in the camp of Imam Hussein if we're not living as if we're in the camp of Imam Hussein? And that requires turning against that fear. And that means to fight that shaitan inside us that is telling us to be fearful, because shaitan's only using that fear to prevent us from growing and from being in the camp of Imam Hussein. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the living Imam and the lessons from the Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salam teach us, give us that courage to fight against the fear that is stopping us from joining the camp of Imam Hussein in our everyday life. Once you have learned from Imam Hussein to establish this courage in your heart, then what actually seemed like a sacrifice becomes a natural part of our existence. It's not a sacrifice anymore. It is just what we have to do. So one way that we can rise above being sucked in by fear mongers and become the courageous other side of ourselves is by regularly and sincerely aligning ourselves with Imam Hussein throughout the year. Not just leaving the Ashura for the 10 days of Muharram and the 40 plus days towards Arba'een and after, but to make Imam Hussein and the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, penetrate into our lives so that courage will not feel like so much of a sacrifice, but instead it becomes our stable and permanent characteristic. Glad you stayed. Sister Spade.